We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, valuable viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CiatSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus. In Melong, Channel 36 on Telesatellite.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Huin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, in Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibong and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Desamparados, Aserí, and Carrillos de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Bihagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hortel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85, a multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on D-Dish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sansar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Bagnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hanul District, Channel 52 on Midelhel Cable TV. And in Songin Herhan District, Channel 3 on Test Erstream Cable TV. In Chicherlik of Arhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayan Hongor of Bayan Hongor Province, Channel 19 on Chagan Dalhe Cable TV. In Bulkan of Bulkan Province, Channel 21 on Midelhel Cable TV. In Darhan Ul Province, in Darhan, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Sharin Golf Som, Channel 12 on Old Cable TV. In Dorongob Province, in Jamin Ud Som, Channel 4 on Halyun Cable TV. And in Sinchan City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Sinchan Som of Dorongob Province, Channel 40 on Choklok Cable TV. In Chur of Gob Sumber Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Henti Province, in Bor Undur Som, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. And Channel 22 on Deng Hots Cable TV. In Undurhan, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. In Hoft of Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Morung of Hufskur Province, Channel 48 on Tla Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhon Province, Channel 58 on Tla Cable TV. Channel 26 on Elhad Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Seleng Province, in Hotol, Channel 21 on Erden Cable TV. And Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Dunghara of Mandalsom, Channel 24 on Zahros Cable TV. In Sukbatar, Channel 51 on Tani Seleng Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Barun Ursum of Sukhbathur Province, Channel 12 on Ocher Cable TV. In Tov Province, in Batsum Bersum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Lung Som, Channel 20 on Narun Irten Ur Cable TV. In Jamar Som, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Chagan Darle Cable TV. And in Jungmut, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Uvurhangai Province, in Arvahir, Channel 24 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hochertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Harhorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Oyangsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV. In Ulangomsum of Ufs Province, Channel 13 on Durvun Sharuk Cable TV. In Ulyaste of Jafong Province, search Supreme Master TV on Ulyaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV.
In the Czech Republic, in Homotov and surrounding areas, on www.greatsc.cz, using channel search for Supreme Master TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the Republic of Kazakhstan agree on peaceful space collaboration. In environmental news, the South African government and its labour and business partners sign an accord to create 300,000 green jobs. In health news, an American ophthalmologist discusses how a vegan diet helps improve eye conditions. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 23rd, is the birthday of the 125th Emperor of Japan, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Akihito. Born in Tokyo in 1933 to His Imperial Majesty Emperor Showa and Her Imperial Majesty Empress Kojun. The reign of His Imperial Majesty, who is part of the world's oldest hereditary monarchy, began the era called Heisei, which means achievement of universal peace. Banners, Japanese flags, and well wishes for His Imperial Majesty are part of the celebrations of this special day. In addition, His Imperial Majesty traditionally gives a special address to the nation, and the Imperial Palace is open to the public. Our respectful wishes, Your Imperial Majesty Emperor Akihito, for excellent health and a grand birthday with heaven's blessings in the company of the friendly people of Japan.
Lion News. Severe cold claims lives in Southeast Asian nations. As dense fog and cold have descended over countries such as Bangladesh for the past week, at least 15 people, seven of whom were newborns, perished as of Wednesday, December 21st, due to cold-related complications. Hundreds of people, mostly children and the elderly, were also receiving treatment at hospitals in the most severely affected districts of Pabna, Gopalganj and Madhepur, while ferries remained stranded in some locations due to the fog.
Meanwhile, in neighboring India, the death
death toll had risen to at least 93 by Thursday, with the highest number of fatalities occurring among the homeless and the elderly in the state of Uttar Pradesh. And in nearby Thailand, still recovering from devastating floods, frigid conditions prompted disaster zones to be declared in 17 northern provinces. The Thai Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Department dispatched personnel to distribute warm clothing to people in the affected region, which encompasses over 13,000 villages.
After hearing of the severe cold in India on December 20th, Supreme Master Ching Hai had conveyed all her love and prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials on any needed help and to go, if possible, to render assistance to the most vulnerable. Upon knowing of these updates, she asked that they check with regional governments in Thailand and Bangladesh and to go there, if possible, as well, saying that financial aid is available for warm clothing and blankets as well as any other urgent necessities.
Our gratefulness, officials and health personnel working to assist the cold-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her sincere concern. May such weather extremities soon be eased through our kinder stewardship of the earth.
Malaysia floods displaced thousands. As of Tuesday, December 20th, over 2,500 people had been forced to flee their homes after floods swept the southern state of Johor, inundating 17 districts. The rising waters prompted evacuations throughout the communities of Kluang, Skudai, Ponchen, Segamat, Batu Bahat, and Kulai Jaya. A group of 21 Singaporean visitors were also stranded in Johor National Park as roads became impassable and were rescued via helicopter by Malaysian officials some 48 hours later. The Marine Department was deployed with boats to the worst-hit Kluang, where more than 1,700 people were evacuated to 19 relief centres. Police and other personnel also went to aid the affected, as well as attempt to divert waters and protect the homes of evacuees.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any assistance is required, and to go, if possible, to render comfort to the flood-afflicted, adding that funds would be available for emergency relief. We appreciate the diligent disaster response of the Malaysian officials and personnel, with gratefulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted concern. Our prayers that such distressing conditions may be quickly averted through our fostering of a more balanced ecosphere as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, flying fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you. of a piglet. The day I met you first was the day of my birth. Pink and round, me oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with Mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched, your kindness worth more than gold. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection, growing more plump with each passing day. Just eat, rest, and play. So lovely was this early morn as clouds were drifting across the horizon. Cuddling together, I and Mommy, unaware of the befalling tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body flat into a cage of horror. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wailed in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me. Oh caretaker, please come protect me quickly. Rescue my life, I'm still at a tender age. Mom was crying out in sorrow, tears of desperation filling her eyes. The immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous, heart-wrenching pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly, I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered, "This piglet would be so tasty, tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby." Oh, how ironic this life! My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity. But all this was a sham. It's all just about profit and gain. Tomorrow, my body will be cut to pieces, my flesh and bones turned to sheer torture, just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feasts and gathering. Children and others too, I wish them all long lives so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts. Alas, goodbye life, I ache for my gentle suffering mother. In tears, I'm overcome. Oh Mommy, Mom!
Be a veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 397.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Link found between poultry farms and human viral infection. According to a new Chinese study published in the December issue of the Journal of Virology, a strong link exists between live animal markets where birds are being slaughtered for meat and human viral infections. In environmental samples tested from the areas surrounding six live bird markets that infected patients had visited before they caught the virus, 12 highly pathogenic H5N1 bird flu viruses were found in four of the markets. Speaking of the growing possibility for a new and more severe form of infection that could arise, the researchers wrote, "The sporadic cases of human H5N1 highly pathogenic avian influenza the H5N1 outbreaks in birds, and the simultaneous circulation of the 2009 H1N1 pandemic virus raise concern that a deadly reassortment virus may emerge. Concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFO, also known as factory farms, are already known to be potent reservoirs of bacterial infection, with viral transmission now also being confirmed between animals and humans. Many thanks, Chinese scientists, for these findings that reaffirm the danger of cruel and unhygienic confined animal conditions. May plant-based fair soon become the norm for all beings to coexist in humane health and peace of mind.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk.
Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections and other dangerous bacteria strains.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella.
Bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Food poisoning, heart attack, kidney failure from toxic additives like melamine and clenbuterol.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes.
347 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Americans recognized as most charitable overall for 2011, with rankings that are determined by the giving of money and time, as well as helping strangers. The UK-based Charities Aid Foundation, or CAF, has identified the people of the United States as being the world's most generous in 2011, with Ireland, Australia, New Zealand and the United Kingdom also in the top five. Charities Aid Foundation Chief Executive John Lowe pointed out that the giving quality of people was independent of their country's overall wealth. For example, the highest ranked population location for donating money was Thailand, with 85% of residents having made contributions this year, followed by the UK at 79%. Chief Executive Low also highlighted an overall increase in volunteering. As he stated, more people gave their time to help others over the last year, a compelling and inspiring reminder of human kindness. Kudos and heaven bless the people of the United States and all those who have shared in promising acts of care from countries around the world. May such a spirit of giving continue to inspire love and kindness towards all our fellow inhabitants.
Survivors found in two Indonesian capsized boat incidents. In the second such accident within several days, a vessel filled to overcapacity sank as it was hit by stormy conditions near Indonesia's Maluku Islands. With four who perished, 100 people, mostly villagers traveling home for the holidays, were saved as Indonesian rescuer teams rushed to the area. This incident followed one that occurred the previous Saturday, where a 100-person capacity boat carrying some 250 asylum seekers capsized in rough stormy weather off the coast of East Java. Despite bad weather, with low visibility, strong currents, and waves as high as 3 meters, Indonesian officials sent out 5 rescue boats and 2 helicopters, who were joined by an Australian Navy patrol ship and surveillance aircraft. They were ultimately able to save 49 people. The migrants, thought to be primarily Afghans and Iranians, originally boarded the boat to seek refuge in Australia. Our deep thankfulness for the swift and tireless efforts of the Indonesian and Australian rescue personnel. While it saddens us deeply to know of the lives lost, we are thankful for those who were found and brought to safety and wish them loving reunions with cherished ones in renewed appreciation of life.
International campaign to rescue race dogs. The Greyhound Protection Organisation Grey2K USA has been working to end the cruel industry of dog racing worldwide. Mr. Carrie Teal is Grey2K USA's executive director and a vegan.
Greyhound racing is very cruel and inhumane. Thousands of dogs all over the world endure lives of terrible confinement. They suffer serious injuries on the racetrack. And dogs are killed when they're no longer profitable.
One of Grey2K USA's current campaigns is aiming to save greyhounds at China's only dog track, located in Macau, where all its 600 canines, imported from Australia, are eventually killed. With no adoption program in place to rehome the dogs after they are removed from racing, on average, 30 greyhounds per month, or about 400 per year, are reportedly killed at the Macau Race Stadium. In efforts to save them, Grey2K USA has rallied the support of international animal protection groups, including Animals Australia, Animals Asia, and Sydney, Australia-based Greyhound Rescue, to preserve one of the dog's lives first.
Brooklyn is a 3-year-old greyhound. He now sadly lives in a cage at the racetrack in Macau, and when he stops winning races, unless we're able to help him, he will be killed.
The groups are urgently asking the stadium to allow Brooklyn to be brought back to Australia and given a home, in the hope that this would symbolize an initial case toward the rescue of all greyhounds there on death row.
The entire world is watching now to see how they're going to respond. They now have a choice. They can either do the right thing and they can allow us to rescue Brooklyn, or they can send a terrible message to the rest of the world that they're going to continue killing these gentle dogs. Greyhounds in particular are especially sweet and gentle animals, and for the racetrack to simply allow these dogs to die without any adoption program whatsoever is outrageous and needs to stop.
For more information on Brooklyn the Greyhound and Grey2K USA's endeavors, please visit rescuebrooklyn.org.
With a grateful salute to Mr. Carrie Teal and Grey2K USA, as well as Animals Australia, Animals Asia, Greyhound Rescue and support of others, we too join in solidarity for the rescue of Brooklyn, as well as all innocent canines in the racing industry. May the day come soon when such inhumane practices end worldwide and animal co-inhabitants everywhere live in the freedom and dignity they so deserve.
C
save our planet, as lack of rain reduces levels of the Xijiang and Shenjiang rivers to historic lows in December 2011. Over 900 ships are halted from operation in order to preserve drinking water in the reservoirs rather than allow it to flow into the drying rivers.
Warning news. As of Sunday, December 18th, 170 primarily less fortunate workers in the state of West Bengal, India, had sadly perished, with dozens others still struggling to recover after buying and drinking illegally made alcohol containing toxic methanol.
I'm Bayarma, the water buffalo. My diet consists of delicious plant foods. Today, I have a tip for repairing your clothes dryer when items remain damp after drying. Before you call in the service department, you can try a few things. Check the lint trap to make sure it's empty. Inspect air vents and ductwork for blockage or airflow restrictions. Safely unplug it or turn off the gas and remove the air duct hose from the back of the dryer to clean it out. If needed, your owner's manual may have other suggestions. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
News. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the Republic of Kazakhstan agree on peaceful space collaboration. The accord was signed by Dr. Mohammed Brahim Al-Soyal, President of King Abdullah's City for Science and Technology, and Mr. Talgat Musabayev, President of the National Space Agency of Kazakhstan. Areas of collaboration include space research, remote sensing, satellite communication and navigation, exploration of outer space, as well as building and launching space vessels. The countries will develop joint research projects, exchange and train scientists, share information and data, and co-organise scientific conferences, workshops and exhibitions. Congratulations, Saudi Arabia and Kazakhstan, for forming this mutually beneficial partnership. May your joint venture be blessed with great success.
In environmental news, the South African government and its labour and business partners sign an accord to create 300,000 green jobs. With the support of 10 ministries and 3 labor unions, the agreement includes the areas of waste management, biodiversity, green buildings, and sustainable energies. The plan proposes to install 1 million solar water heaters by 2015, procure 3,725 megawatts of sustainable energy, provide job training, develop energy efficiency standards, and establish an investment fund of up to $3 billion. Bravo, South Africa, for taking a comprehensive step towards green development. May your eco-responsible approaches, combined with organic vegan lifestyle, soon help bring our world to a balanced and flourishing state. Up next on Noteworthy News, the plant-based diet helps improve a number of eye conditions, according to an American ophthalmologist. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Stay tuned for more hopeful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, smart news for an intelligent world. In health news, the plant-based diet helps improve eye health. During a radio interview on the syndicated USA-based Sharon Kleiner Hour show, Dr. Philip Payden, a vegan ophthalmologist and chief of surgery at the Payden Eye Care Center in Medford, Oregon, USA, addressed the importance of diet in maintaining and improving eye health. Dr. Payden has found that his elderly patients with glaucoma and cataracts were able to stop taking medication after following a plant-based diet with no added salt. During the radio interview, Dr. Payden also recommended people with macular degeneration consume ample amounts of leafy green vegetables such as kale, spinach and chard, which researchers have discovered reverse the condition. Our many thanks Dr. Philip Payden for highlighting the importance of a vegan diet for eye health and Mrs. Sharon Kleiner for your beneficial program. May all reach vibrant well-being of body, mind and spirit by adopting a wholesome, animal-free diet.
Let's now join in laughter with an original joke told in Chinese, written by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Christmas Gift.
Wang Tai Tai, 为何今天送我的圣诞礼物跟我去年送给阿姨的一模一样? 连外面包装也一模一样?
王先生, 那你不是常常跟我念, 资源回收是很好的事情吗?
And now for our viewers' heartline on Saving Luna, an orca love story on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I wish Luna was still alive so I could go see him, the lawyer from Norway.
He's an amazing being. He's alive in my heart. Love you, Luna. Love everyone and every living being. A wish from New Zealand.
I love Luna. Gio from the Philippines.
Gracious Nelia, Ulez, and Gio, it is great to hear from you. Luna was truly a remarkable being, sharing his abundant love and joy with whomever he could. We pray his glorious spirit continues to uplift many souls. May heaven's abundant blessings be with you and the gracious people of Norway, New Zealand, and the Philippines.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart and soul be enthralled by celestial melodies.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Afghanistan inaugurates her first major train service with service between the Uzbekistan border and the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif, with plans in place for more railway networks to be built that join neighbouring countries.
Four North Yorkshire, UK police officers, Sergeant Andy Stubbings, Traffic Sergeant Neil Campbell, Police Constable Ray Thwaites, and Police Constable Emma Collins are honoured with the Royal Humane Society Awards for their heroic rescue that saved a man from the freezing waters of the River Derwent in Malton.
In a visit to Myanmar or Burma, Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra meets with democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, conveying her support for Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi's decision to run as a candidate in the upcoming 2012 by-elections.
On her first visit to Africa as head of the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, Christine Lagarde visits Nigeria, where she meets with Finance Minister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala to discuss regional financial matters as well as ways to reduce youth unemployment.
According to findings released by the Death Penalty Information Center of the US, capital punishment executions continue to decrease across the country, with the number of sentences also falling by 75% since 1996, as more Americans show concern over the practice.
The daily paper News OK of Oklahoma, USA, highlights the benefits of plant-based eating as it features the story of Mr. Randy Hale, who not only lost 40 pounds but also was able to eliminate his type 2 diabetes medication after switching to vegan fare.
While sifting through disposed refuse to collect metal and plastic for recycling, Mr. Zhang Dangjia of Da Nang, Ao Lac, or Vietnam, finds $2,150 in cash, which he thoughtfully turns over to local police, who commend his actions as they locate and return the money to its owner.
Multi-Emmy award-winning television show host Bob Barker, who is also a staunch supporter of animal welfare, has pledged to pay the entire relocation costs for the three elephants, Toka, Fika, and Iringa, to be moved from Canada's Toronto Zoo to the Performing Animals Welfare Society, or PAWS, Sanctuary in California, USA.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.